From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Goal line technology made its debut in international football at the Confederations Cup in Brazil that ended on Sunday. The move to goal line technology follows international pressure on the sports governing body, FIFA, after a missed call in the 2010 World Cup. Video replays of a match clearly showed that England's Frank Lampard had scored a goal against Germany. However, that goal was denied because neither the referee nor linesman saw the ball cross the goal line. The incident caused such a stir that FIFA approved the development of goal line technology. That technology was put to the test at the Confederations Cup in Brazil, which began June 15th. Bjorn Linder is the chairman of Goal Control, the German-based company that won the goal line technology contract for this year's Confederations Cup. His team spent weeks in Brazil before the games as part of the FIFA certification process.
The whole system uses 14 cameras that are installed on the catwalk. We have 7 cameras per goal and computers that are connected to those cameras. The computer are catching the images, around 500 pictures per second.
Computers track the path of the ball in real time and reconstruct the play.
And once the computer percepts the ball has crossed the goal line, it gives a signal to the referee watch. So all the referees on the field receive a signal, and it vibrates and gives an optical signal goal, and he knows a goal has occurred.
Electronic eyes on the goal line may settle arguments, but the data is still only a reconstruction of reality. Nick Fleming is a London-based science and technology writer. He believes the use of goal line technology is a chance to educate people about the role of uncertainty in science.
They're fantastic tools, but let's be realistic about their limitations, that science is about probabilities. Now, what better way than to have this message in a game that's so popular?
Goal Control claims an accuracy of plus or minus 5 millimeters. This is well under FIFA's minimum requirement of plus or minus 3 centimeters. Nick Fleming would like to see that number flashed on the screen. He says viewers could compare the replays to the computer reconstructions and learn a little science.
And the wider point really is that science is central to many public debates today, whether that's climate change or nuclear power or genetic modification. Now, in all of these cases, science provides probabilities. It doesn't provide yes-no black-white answers, and it's quite important that the public understands that.
Goal line technology may become a central part of the sport, but it is important to remember that it is still the referee, not the computer, that makes the final call. And that's the Technology Report from VOA Learning English. For more of our reports, visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm June Sims.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.